The big friendly giant was seated at the great table in his cave, and he was doing his homework. Sophie sat cross-legged on the tabletop nearby, watching him. The glass jar containing the one good dream they had caught that day stood between them.
What are you writing?
Every dream is having its special label on the bottle. How else could I be finding the one I am wanting in a hurry?
What amazes me is how you ever learnt how to write in the first place.
I has been wondering how long it is before he was asking me that.
Considering you never went to school, I think it's quite marvellous. How did you learn?
I am showing you. You seize this tiny secret door in the wall.
Oh, yes.
Well, look.
A book! Ah! It looks like a postage stamp in your hands. Where did that come from?
Well, one night I was blowing a dream through a window and I seized this book lying on the little boy's bedroom table.
Yes?
I wanted it so very badly, you understand. But I was refusing to steal it.
So how did you get it?
I borrowed it. Just for a short time.
How long have you had it?
Perhaps only about 80 years. Well, soon I shall be putting it back.
And that's how you taught yourself to write?
I was reading it hundreds of times. And I was still reading it and teaching new words to myself and how to write them. It is the most scrumdiddlyumptious story.
May I see?
Here.
Nicholas Nickleby.
By Dahl's Chickens.
Whatever's that?
That is the giant's ship fizzing off to another country to dazzle human beings. Here. Hide in my pocket, and you'll be.
All nine of them? Gosh.
Where is you off to tonight?
We is all of us flush-bunking off to England. England is a luxurious land, and we is fancying a few nice little English chidlers.
Yeah. I is knowing where there is a giggle house for girls, and I is guzzling myself full as a froth blower.
And I know where there is a buggle box for boys. All I have to do is reach in and grab us a handful. English boys is tasting extra rich with it.
What did he mean? What's a giggle house for girls?
He is meaning a girls' school. He will be eating them by the bundle.
Oh, no!
And boys from a boys' school.
It mustn't happen. We've got to stop them.
Oh.
We can't just sit here and do nothing.
Oh, there's not a thing we can do. We is helpless as horse feathers.
We must stop them. Let's chase after them and warn everyone in England they're coming.
Redunculous and impossible. They is going two times as fast as me.
I can't stand it. Just think of those poor girls and boys who are going to be eaten alive in a few hours' time. Why? Why won't you go?
I has told you I is never showing myself to human beings.
But why?
Well, if I do, they will be putting me in the zoo with all the jiggy raps and catty fiddlers.
Nonsense!
And they will be sending you straight back to an orphanage. Grown-up human beings is not famous for their kindness.
That isn't true. Some of them are very kind.
Who? Name one.
The Queen of England.
Ah, the Queen of England. The flesh lump eater is longing dearly to guzzle her up.
Oh.
He says she has an especially scrumdiddlyumptious flavour.
How dare he?
He says there is too many soldiers around her palace and he dursn't try it.
He'd better not.
He is also saying he would very much like to guzzle one of the soldiers in his pretty red suit, but he's worried about those big black furry hats they is wearing. He thinks they might be sticking in his throat.
I hope he chokes. Hey, by golly!
What is it? What is you thinking now?
Oh, I think I've got it. I think I've got it.
Got what?
The answer. We'll go to the Queen. If I tell the Queen about these disgusting man-eating giants, I'm sure she'd do something about it.
She is never believing you. The Queen will be laughing and saying, what awful fob squash. Look, human beings is simply not believing in giants.
Then it's up to us to find a way of making her believe in them. I know.
Well, what now?
We don't have to tell her.
Hmm?
We'll make her dream it.
Well, that is an even more froth-bungling suggestion. Dreams is lots of fun, but nobody is believing in dreams either.
Oh, I can fix that.
Never can you fix it.
Oh, I can. I swear I can. Now look,